This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
9.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, celebrating 50, baby. And we got the gear for you. Limited edition 50th anniversary gear.
Sweet shirts and zip-up hoodies, hats as well, BJ.
Oh, yeah. Look, I got that. You know, I got the hat, I got the shirts, I got the light zip hoodie. I mean, I pretty much got it all. But, you know, there's still some left, so you can get some, too. How's it? All right? So here's what you got to do. Get this limited edition stuff. Go check it out at KISW.com. It looks sweet. It's really good looking stuff. And you can celebrate the 50th with us. Go there today at the Rock Shop, KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Would you rather buy a screamer's name? B-Migs, don't be a loser.
Whoa!
B-Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to B-Migs, but it's Wednesday, so there may be a whacking instead.
Whack it. Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo!
All right. And there was a whacking from Steve, or no, by Steve, no, to Steve.
Yeah, there we go.
To Steve,
you know,
earlier.
You know how to talk.
I was whacked.
Yes, you were
by
whacked.
Sam.
Yes, Sam and Squim.
Yeah.
We'll see if this happens again. We got Trevor on Whidbey Island. Trevor, are you there?
I'm ready to whack it.
Nice.
Whack it.
Well, Steve, get out of here.
I'm all for three. Here we go.
What was that again?
What was
Trevor?
That?
I'm 0 for 3.
Oh.
Oh,
so
yeah, you are.
Maybe you are due this time, or else we're going to have to change your name to Owen.
Yeah. That's fine.
For those playing
at home,
Trevor will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Trevor, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Wow.
Charles Lindbergh flew across the Atlantic in which 20th century decade?
The 30s?
No.
40s?
No.
20s.
Yes. How many dice are used in a standard game of backgammon by each player?
6.
No.
8.
No.
2.
Yes. Phil Mickelson is a well-known professional at what sport?
Golf.
Yes. George Lucas and who else created the Indiana Jones character?
Pass.
In horse racing, how many furlongs are in a mile?
7.
No.
Pass.
Who was vice president during the Clinton administration?
Al Gore.
Yes. Whoopi Goldberg was the first solo female host of what awards show?
Golden Globes?
No.
Grammys?
No.
Pass.
What are the two colors of the New York Jets?
Green and white?
Yes. What was Gladys Knight's backing band?
Oh, God, no idea. Pass.
How many U.S. states border Ohio?
four.
No. One, two, three, four, five, correct.
Oh, boy.
Which would have been the correct answer there, too. But unfortunately not.
Yeah.
This could
if he had more time, he would have got there.
True. If he had more time, but unfortunately, we only have a minute per person per game on this one.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Stats.
Hey, I'm putting out the rules out there so everybody knows what to expect.
Really?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Charles Lindbergh flew solo across the Atlantic in which 20th century decade?
Which 20th century?
The 20s? Yes. How many dice are used in a standard game of backgammon by each player?
Two.
Yes. Phil Mickelson is a well-known professional at what sport? Yes. George Lucas and who else created the Indiana Jones character?
Steven Spielberg.
Yes. In horse racing, how many furlongs are in a mile?
Six.
No.
Nine.
No.
Three.
No. Who
Two?
Was, no. Who was vice president during the Clinton administration?
Oh, crap. Al Gore.
Yes. Whoopi Goldberg was the first solo female host of what awards show?
The Oscars.
Yes. What are the two colors of the New York Jets?
Green and white.
Yes. What was Gladys Knight's backing band?
The Pips.
Yes. How many U.S. states border Ohio?
Four.
No.
Six.
No.
Five.
Yes. And Steve, you win Dolly Parton style 9-5.
Yeah. Sorry, Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor
it's
is
okay.
Now 0-4.
Yeah,
0-4.
He is 0-1. That's
wow.
Like you predicted.
I liked his Owen Wilson impression there.
Yeah.
Wow. 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 Which?
Wow.
Oh. A nice reminder is today is the second episode of Loki.
Woo, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah, so I'll be watching that once we get off the air here.
Nice.
Yep. The only one you missed, Steve. How many in horse racing, how many furlongs are in a mile? I mean, does anyone care?
One.
Is it eight?
It's eight. Wow, yeah, BJ. How'd you know that?
Look at me. I should go out to the track.
You should. Yes.
Yeah.
Bet it all on whatever horse.
Yes, right. Thank you.
Congratulations, Steve, on your win.
Nice. Good job, Steve.
Hey, you mentioned television shows. I just started watching a new TV show, you guys.
Oh,
let me look at your face.
What did you start watching?
It's on Netflix. It was trending number one on Netflix yesterday, which is why we even gave it a shot.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's not a stupid show.
I mean, I don't know if you've already watched. You're going to be like, I've been talking about this show forever. It's called Manifest.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it.
Apparently, it just got canceled on NBC. They have three seasons. So now people are fighting. I think that's why it was number one trending yesterday on Netflix, is that there's so many fans of the show that the people are like campaigning, trying to get Netflix to pick it up, kind of like how they did with Money Heist, because that was a show similar. It got canceled by whatever network in Spain. They picked it up and took it on as their own show. And so yesterday, I think people were just demanding that Netflix picks it up and continues the show because it's meant to go, I think, six seasons.
That's the problem. I knew this would happen. I now remember this show, Steve. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it is it's kind of a supernatural, like, what is going on show, right?
Yeah, dude. At first, it's the first vibe. I'm like, oh, great. I'm watching a new version of Lost. So a bunch of people get on a plane. The plane hits some turbulence, and then it lands. They think they're fine, but during that turbulence, something happened, shifted in the time, and now all of a sudden, they're like, oh, man, I can't remember how many years, but it's like five years in the future. So, like, some of the families, like, a couple of the family members were on one plane, and then the rest were on the other, and they thought their family was dead, and now they show back up.
Ooh.
And there's some supernatural stuff that's happening. We're only two episodes in, but it's really freaking good. It's like...
Here's the problem, though. Do you want to invest in that if Netflix doesn't take it to its end? Because I get the vibe, I don't know, that at the end of the third season, maybe they didn't wrap stuff up.
I heard that it's a massive cliffhanger. So I think that's why people are upset.
Yeah, and that's a strategy. I know that I've watched a lot of documentaries. When TV shows thought they were going to be canceled, they would end them on cliffhangers to try to get one more season because, you know, networks don't want to hear from the fans and networks get pissed and they go, you're not going to end this on a cliffhanger. That way we can, if we need to. And a lot of times, like, producers would do it anyway and mm-hmm. they would hope that the network wouldn't notice.
So it's a Manifest is the cheesiest acting I've ever seen. There's moments of very cheesy acting, but I like the story. The story is really good. So I look past a little bit of that. But one person thought, they said Manifest is one of the coolest shows they've seen. And it better get picked back up. Another person started watching it just for the exact same reason, LOL. Yeah, I never heard of it. I was just like, what's this show trending at number one? And I read their synopsis. I'm like, this might be something we'd like. And we fell in love with the first episode.
What does this say, though, about the fact that the show's been on for 3 years?
I had no idea the show even existed.
And on NBC, which is a major network, and believe me, I know they advertise the hell out of it because I watch other NBC shows, but it's totally out of your radar, Steve, because you probably don't watch a lot of network TV.
If we do, it's just because I'll click on the on-demand feature on my Xfinity and see what shows are like new and premiering, and if something about the cover art grabs me, I might click on it just to see what the show's about. But otherwise, yeah, you're absolutely right. I honestly thought this was a Netflix show. And then I started, as we're watching, I'm like, well, they're taking, even though they're not showing commercials, there's like that moment where it fades to black where a commercial would be, and then the next scene starts.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, this is not meant for Netflix, or they've edited it so it could go anywhere. So then I went online just to see out of curiosity. I'm like, oh, sure as us, it's an NBC show. And then, oh, of course, a show that we like got canceled.
You know, it's
started watching it.
All these Universal-owned things, because I believe Universal owns NBC, and you know, and they're the ones that own Sci-Fi, and they've broken my heart so many times where I've given time to a show and they've canceled it and not finished the story. I think even though this was ABC, I think a Flash Forward did that, and Alphas was that way, and I'm afraid of Debris. Debris at least are one-off episodes, like therefore. Yeah, there's an overarching mystery going on, but you still can enjoy individual episodes as each part of the mystery sort of manifests in a different way. But I didn't want to try Manifest for that reason, Steve. I heard it was a good show, and I thought, I am not going to commit to a show on NBC because they may cancel it, and sure as hell they did.
Well, I'm going to keep going, so hopefully by the time we finish season two, they pop season three on Netflix, and hopefully by the time we finish that, they'll figure it out. And if not, then I guess I'm an idiot.
Well, it won't be the last time.
I'm still waiting for closure on No Ordinary Family. I'm okay with not having closure.
Oh, jeez. Look, if you like a show, you like a show. I just, man, I wanted to let you know that, yeah, that you could be sitting there going, dang.
Oh, no, I was aware of it yesterday when I read up on it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, great. Because I think that they said their hope is to do a 6 seasons of this show because that's how, the way that they wrote it, that's how it would end. But anyway, what are you gonna do, man?
Sad. Sorry, buddy.
I'm watching it.
Yeah, and you'll just sit there and go, well, I don't know. I can't imagine it's got more of a budget than The Expanse, you know, when I think about it, because I don't know how many special effects or CGI they're using in it, Steve. It feels like it's just like regular people. 5 years in the future is not like super freaky that they couldn't recreate that without a lot of money. So yeah, maybe they can pay to have this done.
Well, if enough people care about it, I mean, that's what happened with that show Money Heist that I love. I mean, it was a show that was canceled by their network because of ratings going down, but people were just so pissed, and then Netflix picked it up, and it became a phenomenon on Netflix, and I wonder if that's what they're hoping to happen with Manifest, that Netflix then picked up the rest of the seasons to finish it.
I think you may be onto something, because they did that with The Expanse as well. So I feel like you got a good shot. I think that's exactly what they're seeing. How much viewership will Manifest get, and will that war? And that's, I guess, that's how you vote. You can tell Netflix all you want, but if you just get everybody you know and his brother to watch the show, Netflix will see, oh, look at all these people watching the show. Guess we'll make a fourth season.
So they're going to try Manifest on Netflix.
I really tried not to say that.
You know, I thought it and I said I shouldn't say it, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, you did.
Because I figured Rev would react to it. He likes the dad jokes.
Yo, dog. Yeah, he did. Yeah, you know, congratulations to both of you. Well, it is time for Listeners on the Loose, where you get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Doesn't matter what you want to talk about, we open the phone lines to you. Your calls, your texts, we got them at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-WALK, or Rock. Or walk if you want to cook something.
Yeah, if you want to stir fry us.
So, Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by the good friends at Snoqualmie Casino. And yeah, give us a call or text us at 77999. Do remember, though, when you get through, Steve does have a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ. That's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999.
Someone just texted and said, hey, did you guys see that dude that did 1 million push-ups in a year? Is there anything you could do 1 million times in a year? Not me.
Yeah, I guess his dad was doing it for charity. 1.5 million push-ups in 1 year. His name is Nate Carroll, And we have audio of him completing his 1,500,231st push-up.
1,500,231st push-ups. I mean, how many is that like in a day?
Oh, I got the stats right here, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Apparently, Nate averaged 4,100 push-ups per day. And there were times when he reached up to 7,000 per day.
Wow.
Yeah. What else are you doing during the day?
That's pretty much it.
Because I know, like, Danny, you recently were doing the 100 push-up challenge.
Yeah.
Every morning you were doing, or throughout the day, right?
Throughout the day, yeah. And I would try to get them done within like a couple hours of each other. Like, I usually tried not to go throughout the day.
Gotcha.
But gosh, 100 was hard. I can't even imagine doing 7,000, especially day after day.
That's the part, because I did for, I think, about 3 months. Every once in a while I do different, like right now I'm in the middle of like a yoga kick where I'm like doing every morning, I do like a 15-minute yoga thing just to start my morning. But for about 3 months I was doing anywhere from 100 and 150 push-ups to start my morning. Like, I'd have to, like, you know, I'd do like 20 at a time, 30 at a time, 40 at a time, whatever my body could handle. But before I'd leave for work, I'd make sure I accomplished at least 100 push-ups. And then I got to the point where I was like, this is getting old. Like, you know, it was like, it's a fun challenge, but I was like, I need to do something else because it's not hitting me the same way it did at first, you know?
Yeah.
4,000 in a day on average, and sometimes 7,000? No.
For a whole year.
That's amazing. And he did it for charity.
Yeah, I did it for Tunnels to Towers Foundation. They offer housing and mortgage assistance to the families of officers and firefighters who were killed in the line of duty. So it's a worthwhile charity.
Very worthwhile, yeah.
Well, and for me, at the end of the 100 days, for me, it was just kind of like, I'm taking a break. Because like a bunch of people were like, are you going to keep doing them? It's like, I might start again. But for me right now, it's just like, I need a break from push-ups for a little bit.
Right. Also, I mean, if your goal is to try and, like, you know, work a certain body part, you shouldn't be doing the same body part every day.
Anyway. 100%.
So, yeah. So, you know, for science, you should stop.
That's true.
Right. Yeah, okay. I don't think there's anything I could do 4,000 times a day other than maybe... I don't think I'd blink 4,000 times in a day. Like, that just seems ridiculous, man.
I mean, yeah, if you eat a lot of bean burritos, you can probably fart that many times.
I have to issue in a public apology since we're talking about that. To the Reverend in Fuego.
What happened?
Dear Reverend, I'm sorry I let a fart squeak out of my butt during Beat Migs, and I failed to warn him.
Yeah, I came back into my booth and walked in on that. And to be perfectly honest, the worst part is that I didn't know whether it was Steve or if I did it, and I didn't realize.
That's the best part. I get an email, and writes, did you toot in here? Because if you didn't, I did, and I don't remember doing it.
Oh, like, that's fantastic.
These are the email conversations I have with
that
my friend.
That is fantastic.
I was like, I did, and it squeaked down. I'm sorry. I was trying to find something to mask the smell. I was like, oh, he's got hand sanitizer wipes. Sometimes I'll do that and just squeeze it to get like the scent. But the thing was empty, and I'm like, and then you guys are calling me back into the studio, and it's just stressful. BJ's is a stressful job.
Well, you know, maybe you shouldn't fart in people's booths.
Well, I blame the popcorn pickle bag that Vicky brought in.
They're
popcorn, they're pickle-flavored popcorn.
It is so good.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. I've heard of that flavor. I don't know if I've tried any yet, but I've heard of it.
It's pretty amazing. Dude, how weird is this? So yesterday, I went to Trader Joe's, and I went with my wife to go do some grocery shopping. Walked by the popcorn pickle bag and took a picture and popped it on my social media page on my Twitter, tagging our friend Justin Barnes, because he's a pickle aficionado. So I was like, hey, on air, Justin. You know, check out what I'm doing. And I posted that in the middle of the day. And then today, Vicky walks in not knowing that I did that, but she was at Trader Joe's as well yesterday, saw the same bag and bought it.
And the only reason I was at Trader Joe's, because I had to go out of my way to get there, was because we kept talking about mac and cheese yesterday and barbecue sauce. And I went to Trader Joe's specifically for those two things. And I saw this and thought, oh, the guys would like to try it. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
We have one mind.
The guys would like to try it. Sure.
One mind.
Vicky and I had pickle on the brain, BJ.
Always.
Well,
excuse me?
Pardon me?
And very good. Although the aftertaste, I've been tasting pickle in my mouth the entire morning.
Yes. Welcome to my life, Wade.
Delicious.
Yes.
It's so good.
You are a pickle, brothers and sisters.
Yep.
Yay.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure. I don't know how I feel about pickle popcorn. I'm not too sure about it yet.
Do you like pickles?
They're okay.
See, well, if you like pickles, it just literally tastes like a pickle, but in popcorn form.
It's just enough of a flavor of pickle. Like, it's really good.
Right. I've tried things that are supposed to be pickle flavored, and then you try them, and it's not that great, such as the Wicked Pickle Whiskey that we tried. I was expecting a lot more pickle juice than whatever that taste was. And it wasn't bad. It just tasted not like a pickle.
So you're saying Trader Joe's knocked it out of the park?
Yes.
They pickled up.
100%.
Yeah. It doesn't look like the diet version either. It looks like a regular bag of popcorn.
We already established that it was a salad because we're eating corn, pickles, all vegetables.
Oh. Yeah, we doubled up our vegetable intake today.
Yeah, we were healthy, BJ.
Okay, good job.
At Tim's Cascade, they also have dill pickle chips.
Oh, those are good.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh. Have I had those? Gosh, I don't know. Man. Well, I'll have to try both.
They have Flamin' Hot Lay's pickles chips.
Yeah, I don't want that. I'm not a Flamin' Hot guy.
So
you
good.
Can have those, Danny.
I want more pickles.
So it said, on average, we blink 14 to 19,000 times in a day.
Whoa. Okay, so there's one thing you did do, Steve.
Good job, Steve.
I feel like I don't do that many times.
You probably don't notice when you're blinking, though, do you?
Yeah, I don't really want to count how many times I blink in a day. That seems like a really pointless exercise.
Yeah, but you know, if anybody can do it.
Another one down. No, yeah. Not me. I'd last like 100, and I'd be like, you know what, screw it.
Yeah.
Why am I wasting my time doing this?
Right.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose.
Somebody said, hey, BJ, what's going on with you wearing a Ride the Turtles t-shirt? I thought you despised it.
Oh, is that the lovely Photoshop job that whoever did? Probably Vicky.
No, you were wearing it.
That was Photoshop? I saw that on our social media pages.
It was not Photoshopped at all. It was definitely BJ.
It completely looks legit, yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen it, Vicky. You don't have to show me. I've seen it, Vicky. I know the stupid Photoshop job. It looks ridiculous.
It's not Photoshop.
It looks completely ridiculous. Yeah.
It's totally real. And you love the shirt. Just admit it.
Yeah. Look at that smile.
Yeah.
You got two thumbs up and you're rocking the Ride the Turtle shirt.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Whatever you guys want to say, just like the snowman and my, you know what? Everything you guys make up, continue with the fake news.
I also saw that you were holding a sign that says you love the turtle design on Twitter today, too.
Yeah.
From
Ryan. I haven't seen that yet.
From Ryan, yeah. He made it for us.
Ryan made it? I'm sure it's another fine example of digital art in action from our texters.
Well, speaking of the turtle shirt, someone said, is it a coincidence that the cartoon character of the Rev isn't smiling and he has an angry turtle that he's riding? Ha ha ha. Nope, that was no coincidence.
None whatsoever.
Nope.
I do appreciate the fact that both of my cats are in this one.
Yes.
And my turtle has a mohawk.
It does. Yes.
It's all very exciting.
And the girls, for Vicky and Sarah, the girl turtles have eyelashes.
Yeah.
And that's how you can tell that they're girl turtles.
Oh, crap. I didn't even notice that.
You didn't?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's, boy, I don't know. I mean, that's the best thing ever.
It's so cute.
BJ's
that's it.
Yours looks so happy, too.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand. You guys, again, that's fake news. I would never be happy on that turtle. And the turtle would never be happy to have me on him. All of this is misrepresentation. You'll be hearing from my lawyers.
All right. Well, send them to your son because he's the one who came up with this idea.
Yeah, believe me, I don't have a son anymore. This is going to be a Father's Day with just a daughter.
Oh, dang.
After this particular idea.
Hey, somebody wanted to agree with you, BJ.
Yeah, what? That you guys are morons?
No.
You're right.
They said in regards to BJ's cliffhanger point, I'm still pissed at Fox for canceling Space Above and Beyond with
such
a massive cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I don't even know that show.
Yeah, there was another show, Joe knows the name of it. It was a sci-fi show. And actually, Netflix, I believe, picked it up, but they did not renew it. Black or Blue or something. It was a space thing. And they also canceled that show on sci-fi. And it's hard. You know, it goes all the way back to a show called Farscape where they canceled the show and they gave us a 2-hour movie to make up for the fifth season that was supposed to happen because they ended the fourth season on a major cliffhanger. But there was such an outcry that sci-fi said, all right, we'll come back and make a movie. All right. We're not making a whole season, but we'll make a movie to wrap up this series. And
just
it was
to shut all of you up.
Yeah. And it was clunky. It was very, very clunky. It is what it is, I suppose, but that's why guys like me just go, you know what? I'm not going to try your series unless I really, 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 really want to. And that's what Manifest I was on the fence with. I'm very afraid of Debris. I like the show Debris on NBC, but I'm afraid they're never going to wrap that damn thing up because of it.
What's that new one with the deer people?
Oh, that's Sweet Tooth.
Okay, yeah.
But that's Netflix. I feel like Netflix will do whatever they got to do in order to make that story end.
They will screw you as well. They stopped the Santa Clarita Diet, even though it was super popular after three seasons.
A couple people texted up how upset they are about that one as well.
Was there a cliffhanger, Rev? Because I didn't follow
there
that
was.
Show.
There was a cliffhanger at the end of it. And yeah, it did suck because I would have loved to have seen that. Plus, I love Drew Barrymore and Timothy Olyphant.
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, there's got to be better communication because, like I said, sometimes shows will cliffhang just in order to be able to basically bully the network into renewing for another season. But, you know, if the writing is on the wall and everybody knows the writing is on the wall, it's like, come on, man, just be adults and go, look, this is pretty much your last season, so wrap up your storylines. Yeah. Give them some time.
But what if like they finished the final episode was just them like flipping off like the execs of the television network? Like somehow the show ends up at the television network and they're just like trashing it and telling them all to go piss off.
That'd be great.
That would be a great ending. I love that ending. Badlands was another show too. I just realized was canceled with a cliffhanger.
They never showed it on Almost Live, but I remember I got to go to the studio taping of, I think it was like the last or one of the last Almost Live episodes when they had like a studio audience for King 5, the late night talk show.
Oh, yeah.
And they did a bit that they just ran for the people in the audience. They didn't run it on television because I remember watching it back hoping it was in the show. It was hilarious. They had the, because King 5 had that little mascot mic. It was like a microphone, like a cartoon animated thing. And so they had that mic walk around the office just like flipping everybody off and telling everybody you're fired. And like it was just,
oh man,
it was so clever and it was so hilarious. But I think it was just them doing it for their own poops and giggles. And they realized that NBC's not, or King 5's not going to allow us to put this up there.
Wow. Yeah. And you said that was like close to the end, pretty much.
It's one of the last episodes.
I'm always amazed at how many years Almost Live was able to stay on because of the cost of doing a show. And having to pay everybody involved to do a show like that. I just remember we had a show like that in Rochester, New York, and we did one, Weeze and I, the host of the show. It was full sold out with commercials, and you still couldn't afford it.
Hmm.
It was like there was nowhere to put a commercial. Those shows are so expensive to run. I have lots of props for Almost Live because they did it for so long. Not easy. It is Listeners on the Loose where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
One text said, you guys were talking about Steve farting in the Rev's room. Have you heard about the latest thing called the fart limit? I saw a funny video online about it.
Yeah, what is it? This dude, Michael David Stevens, he's an educator. He's a comic. And he hosts a popular education YouTube channel called Vsauce.
V-Sauce.
Which I have heard of, actually. Vsauce, I have heard of this.
Sounds like one of those websites with the thumbnails.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. So in this video, yeah, Michael does explain what the fart limit is all about.
You might be thinking, well, the more I can get into my farts, the worse they'll smell. Yeah, that's true, but only to a point. I call it the fart limit. According to OSHA, if your farts were 30 times stronger, they wouldn't even smell like farts anymore. They would smell sweet. And if your farts were 100 times stronger, they would smell like nothing. Anyone who got a direct whiff would experience immediate olfactory paralysis. A fart could literally be silent but deadly.
Wow.
So it has to be 100 times stronger for it to paralyze or kill somebody.
Yeah, that's...
And also not smell. I mean, I guess it's like that's the benefit.
Wow, dude. So a fart could kill somebody. That's I guess you are inhaling a gas.
Well, maybe I need to tone it down then. My wife always yells about it. Maybe there's an actual concern. I have to just do it outside.
Well, luckily you are at the limit. You're not, you know, apparently you haven't gone over the fart limit where you're going to actually like knock somebody's nose out and maybe kill them.
I want to get to the, what was it? You said it smells sweet?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Sweet like what?
It says overly sweet. I'm guessing like really sugary, like cupcakes or something. You know, like when people put those
candles.
Like
flowers, you know, like a sweet smelling flower.
Like, can you bring home Cinnabon? No, I just farted.
Trust me, you're not there yet.
Ooh, no. Somebody's baking brownies.
Right. One day, Vicky. One day I'm going to make it.
I'll let you know when that happens, because right now goals. It's not.
No, that would be amazing if that's like one person was just born with that ability, but basically it was all sweetness all the time. Mm. You'd be like, oh, man, do we go by a bakery? No, just Steve.
It's just Steve ripping ass again.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. And I mean, you'd like, wow, it smells great, but I don't like where it's coming from. Like that Chewbacca impression. I just, you know, it sounds good, but I don't like where it's coming from. Yeah, see? When you realize that's coming from somebody's backside, you're like, okay, I'm done. Yeah.
But not Peter Mayhew's backside, at least.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow. Wow. That is disturbing.
Big question from one of our texters.
Ooh. Yes.
What is one word that you cannot spell, no matter how hard you try?
Ooh.
Guarantee. I'm so bad at spelling guarantee that spell check doesn't even correct it for me.
Will you guarantee that?
Yeah, I guarantee it.
Guarantee. Mine is receive.
Oh, I was just going to say that, Danny.
Receiver available. I can never get those right, and it always auto-corrects me.
Available?
Yeah.
Interesting. Restaurant was a tough one for me as well.
Same. Or receipt.
Okay.
Well, see, the receipt and receive, you're having a trouble with the P and the T, Vicky?
And the I and the E and the whole word, yes.
Yeah, the I before E.
The entire word.
Just everything.
The X and the Y, yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
Do you ever get pumped when you're, like, writing something on text and it suggests the word that you were stressing that you didn't know how to spell? And you're like, yeah. Let's go.
There's so many times, too, that I'll just use the little speaker thing because I'm like, I don't know how to spell this.
Oh,
so
crap, I should be doing that with guarantee.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. A lot of times I'll just say it.
That's a life hack right there for you, Steve.
I wonder if it works.
Oh, he's going to try.
Watch, you can't even say it.
There you go.
Crap.
Yeah, does that help with mayonnaise?
Oh, I did the recording thing.
Oh, that's going. All right, well.
Guarantee. Oh, it worked, guys.
Yay! Look at you.
Wow, the phone worked the way it's been working for the last 5 years. Good job, Steve.
Thank you.
You know what? You're doing a good job. I really feel good about you. Yeah.
Man, that's good news. I'm going to remember that.
Yeah.
The sweet victory is when you do finally learn a trick to spelling a word.
Like business. I finally figured out if I think busyness.
Yep. Absolutely. 100%.
Yep. Yeah.
I couldn't spell muscle for the longest time. So I go muscle.
Muscle?
Yeah. And that's how I remember.
Yeah. For Wednesday.
Yep.
I did together to get her.
That was like second grade.
Solid,
I could not spell it until I was in second grade.
Yeah, we knew a girl named Teresa, and we'd always have to be like, there's a.
There's a. No,
there's a.
Too, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
So I didn't know that. Diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha.
I can't spell diarrhea, actually. Now that you think about it.
Yeah, you know what? Looking at it, I would never spell that one right. It's a good thing I don't ever really have to type that out.
Are there two H's in that? Is that what's going on?
Two R's.
Oh, two R's. Okay.
D-A-I-R-E-A-H? D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A.
Oh, H-E-A, yes.
Diarrhea.
Literally the only time I have to type diarrhea, I do the same thing, the voice to text thing, because I cannot.
License. I always screw that one up as well. Someone just
is it just it. A C with no S, right?
No, there's an S in there.
Yes.
There is?
At the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I meant, but yeah, you're right. There's L-I-C. I used to go L-I-S-C. But
okay. Yeah.
I see what you mean. Yeah, there is an S at the end. That makes sense.
God, we're smart.
The one I always see a lot still is tomorrow. I always think it's funny when someone puts an A into that.
An A?
Tamara?
Where did you put
tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Oh, like marrow.
T-A-M-A-R-R-O-W.
See, it's a marrow.
I see a lot of people spell it that way. I'm not going to judge because I can't spell guarantee.
Yeah, we should have a spelling bee someday.
No,
we
should. Oh, my gosh.
What, the idiot spelling bee? It'll go one round. And no winner.
And ours would be like compared to what the like these like fifth graders, ours is going to seem like way more ridiculous and stupid.
I don't feel like can get up, go up against 5 year old. Let's be honest.
Someone said weird. I never spelled it right the first time.
Wired probably.
Yep. W-I-E-R-D.
Is it W-I-E-R?
E-I-R.
Oh, it is E-I. See, that's the thing. It breaks the rule of I before E, except after C. And sometimes, why? I don't know. I forget what that rule is. But weird breaks that rule.
Because it's weird.
Yeah. Because it doesn't follow a C. What pisses me off about the English language. It's like they make these rules to tell you about the rules, and then they break the rules.
And then there's exceptions to the rules.
I hate these. So I was like, this is the dumbest language ever.
I got one. Puyallup. I still don't know how to spell that off the top of my head.
I can because I live there.
Well, yeah. Same with Albuquerque. A lot of people don't know how to spell Albuquerque.
Yeah, I probably
that's true.
Struggle with that one.
Yeah.
I'm just looking up the Spelling Bee, the Scripps World Championship Spelling Bee.
What are our chances?
The difficulty, their first level of difficulty, I don't think you guys are going to get.
All right, let's try it.
Okay. Let's start with ferocious.
Ferocious?
Ferocious.
All right, BJ.
F-E-R-O-C-I-O-U-S?
Yes, correct. Good job.
Yeah. All right,
You didn't finish it with saying ferocious. So
I do remember that from Jeopardy. I didn't do it in the form of a question. All right, fine.
Steve, I got one for you.
Oh, crap, I'm so left.
Amphibian.
A-M-P-H-I-B-I-A-N.
Yeah!
Amphibian.
Boom. I forgot to say in the beginning, though. I'm disqualified.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Amphibian. Wow, I feel good, man.
My heart's racing.
Yeah, you got the level one ones. Good job.
I'm going to buy some gold stars for us.
Yeah. Is it like sixth grade? What are we doing here?
About
third grade?
Yeah, third grade.
So we're third grade spellers. Great.
Danny, it's Danny's turn.
Danny, are you okay? Are you ready, Danny?
Sure. I don't like the way that you're saying that, but sure.
Recyclable.
Oh, God. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E-A-B-L-E.
Wrong!
Dang it.
There's an A in the middle there. Recyclable.
Recyclable.
Danny's out.
All right.
Already. Oh, Vicky's. This is going to be tough for Vicky.
I have to write it out
bilingual.
Because I can't do it.
No, you have to do it in your head.
Do it in your head.
I can't do it. It doesn't matter. I can't write it down.
Cheater.
That's not cheating. I can't do it in my head. You can tell me a word, spell out the word, and I still can't do it.
Well, that's your problem.
I know, exactly. So I fail preemptively.
Wow.
Wow.
Didn't even try.
So she gave up?
No, I'm waiting.
Vicky gave up?
All right. No, do it. Hit her with it.
Trencher.
Trencher.
Yeah,
I might be the only one that got.
Oh, look at you! You were like
right
like that girl in the Queen's Gambit. You saw it on the ceiling. You were just moving stuff around.
You saw the letters. Yeah,
see, this is a valuable lesson in life. Don't sell yourself so short.
Well, kind of.
I mean, let's be honest. That's all she can sell herself.
Yeah.
5-1, baby.
5-1, baby. Come
on. That's how tall I am. Everyone always asks. We make comments like, "Wait, how tall are you, really?"
5-1, bitch.
Part of the 5'3 and under club.
Some people go, I represent the 206. She represents the 5'1.
You know what the funny part about all this is? There's one person that was an English major in our whole group, and I wonder who that was.
Hey.
Danny.
Danny was an English major?
Yeah.
What?
Well, doesn't mean I can spell anything.
Yeah, he can speak it pretty good.
Yeah. Well, he knows where to put the comma. He just can't spell it.
Exactly.
What school, Danny, just so that you can disparage their good
DeVry.
Name?
University of New Mexico.
DeVry.
DeVry.
Well, DeVry.
All right. UNM. Okay. I don't know if they're a good school or not. I have no idea.
Go Lobos. I don't know how to spell that either.
Okay.
L-O-B-O-S.
Hey, there you go.
Good job.
So everybody won except Danny. Yep. I feel good about this.
Wow.
Well, Danny, you got to look at yourself in the mirror today. And wonder what happened.
And wonder
that's right,
why
Danny.
I don't know how to spell recyclable.
Someone wants to know, can you spell vacuum?
Oh, that's easy.
Ooh. Is there two C's or two U's in that?
Right?
I think there's both.
No. Take a shot. Go ahead. Come on. Danny, go ahead.
Come on, Danny.
C-C-U-M.
Wrong.
Is there two U's?
Two U's.
Yeah.
Yeah, one C.
Yeah, one C, two U's.
Sorry about that. Danny has lost again.
That's all right.
It's been good knowing you.
Wow, Danny. Great great use of that college education.
So it said ask Danny to spell first.
Spell it. P-H-I-R-S-T.
H. I know. S-H-T. Yeah.
First.
First. Oh,
I hate you
my.
All.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They love you, Danny. It is now time to answer a bigger question than all of this, and that is, what do Ryan Castle and porn have in common?
Uh-oh.
You're going to find out at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and porn have in common?
Well, it beats working for a living.
Did you have to use the word beats?
I did.
I was glad that he did, actually. That's what made
that was intentional.
Yeah, it was.
Wow. Ryan, you sound like you're in a toilet.
Yeah.
I'm in a hotel room.
Ooh. Oh, fancy.
Yeah. We better hurry this up. The continental breakfast is probably about to end.
No, I already got my breakfast burrito. I'm good to go.
Nice.
Very cool. Look at Mr. Fancy Traveler over there. Wow. Unbelievable.
Well, he'll love this
towels. Yeah. Yeah. The adult toy site Adam and Eve did a new survey on America's porn watching habits, and well, Ryan Castle's in a hotel, so you know. I wonder if he's one of the 57% of people who admit they ever watch porn. Imagine 57%, only 57% admit this.
Come on, that should be like 95.
The other 43% are liars.
Like, I'm willing to say maybe 2 or 3% of people haven't, but I think after that, like, we got to admit that people are watching it.
And I love that it's only 68% of men. It should have been one more percent, and then at least we would have believed it.
That would have been nice.
Nice. And 48% of women, which, I mean, I know that number's climbing, so that's good news.
Nice work, Vicky.
Yay!
Yeah, good job. Yeah, really. Vicky's really the one that, yeah. Ryan Castle, he's up next. He's on the road, but he still has a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
Wait, like, Vicky was with a weird dude? No.
I know, right?
This is the first. Yeah, you're right.
The only.
So you showed him by improving your own social skills and getting out and meeting people and having a better life. You sure?
Yeah.
I'll learn him.
I mean, it's the best kind of revenge because you didn't hurt anybody.
Honestly, the best kind of revenge for anything is just improving on yourself and living a better life.
Deep, brah.
Right?
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy. In a Chapter 7 case, that won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you file the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But if the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases, and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.